Hello guys, we have an important birthday to celebrate. She's turning 8 years old. It's happy birthday, Pearl! We wish you a brilliant birthday, Pearl. And we hope you enjoy your monstrous BKFK birthday bundle. We have an episode for you that is jam-packed full of monkeys. But let's first find out who the superstars are on this episode.
My name is Angad, and I'm from California. I'm 7 years old, and I really like airplanes.
Hi, my name is David Liam. I'm 9 years old, and I really like dinosaurs and books.
My name is Elise. I am 7 years old. I am from Seattle, Washington. And my favorite thing to do is play with my toys.
Well done, guys. You are incredible. Remember, listeners, if you'd like to perform with us, just go to bykids4kids.co and click on audition. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The Monkeys and the Bell. Many years ago, there was a robber in a village. He wanted to be known as the most daring robber ever. He wanted to steal something that would amaze everyone. So he decided to steal the bell from the temple. One very dark night, he climbed up the temple wall, clinging onto the bricks with the tips of his fingers. When he reached the top, he began to tie his rope to a loop in the bell. As he was going about his work, the bell began to move. Somebody was pulling the bell rope. In a flash, it began to loudly ring. The thief desperately clutched his ears with his hands to protect them from the deafening sound. It chimed again and again. The thief cried out in pain, but nobody could hear him. The bell was too loud. Eventually, it stopped. The robber whimpered. He had gone completely deaf. Perhaps he got what he deserved. After all, he was stealing the bell that was so precious to everyone in the village. He soon came to his senses and continued his work. He undid the bell from the temple tower and slowly lowered it down to the ground. Once this was done, he slid down the rope himself. He undid the knot, picked up the bell, and ran off into the forest before anyone could see him. Soon he was in the dark, thick forest, making his way to his hideout. He thought he was being very stealthy. Little did he know that the bell was lightly ringing with each footstep. This attracted the attention of all the creatures in the forest. The parrots peered down from the trees. The monkeys watched from their branches. And the tiger crept up behind the robber. It let out a terrifying roar. The robber did nothing. He was stone deaf. He carried on walking, completely unaware of the tiger. The tiger roared again. Again, the robber did nothing. By now, the tiger was getting rather irritated. All creatures were supposed to fear it. It marched up to the robber and tapped him on the shoulder with its huge, sharp claw. The robber turned around. He screamed and jumped up in fright. Even in the air, his feet started spinning as he tried to run away. he dropped the bell on the tiger's paw. The tiger roared in pain, while the robber ran away as fast as he could and disappeared into the forest. The unhappy tiger limped back to its den to nurse its injured paw. As the sun came up, the curious monkeys seized the opportunity and scampered down to have a look at the bell. They snatched it up and returned to the safety of the branches to investigate it. They found it extremely interesting. They looked at their funny reflection in the metal of the bell and hooted with laughter. They pulled silly faces. They hung upside down. They slapped it with their hands. They banged it with a stick. And then stopped in amazement. What a wonderful sound it made! They banged it again. And hooted and chattered. They all began to break off branches and merrily bang the bell. As the days went by, they never grew tired of ringing the bell. They did it again and again, day and night. The people of the village heard the noise.
"It must be an evil spirit,"
said the mayor.
"Some dreadful monster is haunting the forest."
"Run!"
said the others, and they all began to pack their things to leave the village forever and escape the terrible spirit. But one person did not run. An old woman looked up at the bell tower and noticed that something was missing.
"Interesting,"
she muttered to herself. She began to walk in the direction of the noise. Soon she was in the forest, stealthily hiding behind trees and bushes as she came closer to the sound. At last she arrived and saw the monkeys hooting and chattering with delight as they took turns to bang the bell. The old woman rushed back to the panicking villagers as quickly as she could.
"Wait!"
she called out.
"I have a plan."
Everyone stopped what they were doing and looked at her in amazement.
"You?"
said the captain of the guards.
"How can you defeat this awful creature? If even us, the mighty guards, are too terrified to face it, what weapon will you use to destroy it? A mighty sword? A bow and arrow? A great axe?"
"None of those,"
interrupted the old woman.
"All I need is a sack full of bananas."
"Bananas?"
everyone cried.
"Yes, bananas. Now come on, there's no time to waste. Now everyone give me whatever bananas you have from your kitchen."
Everyone hurried off and soon returned with enough bananas to fill the old woman's sack. She swung it over her shoulder and set off into the forest. Once again, she heard the insane banging of the bell as she came closer to the monkeys. As she walked under their branches, they stopped banging the bell. It was almost as if they knew what she wanted. They stood in front of the bell, hoping to hide it from the woman.
"Ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh!"
the woman hooted in her best impersonation of a monkey.
"May I have your bell, please?"
she said, holding out her hands. The monkeys knew what she wanted and quietly shook their heads. Then the woman opened up her sack and took out a handful of bananas. The monkey's jaws dropped as they saw the delicious yellow fruits. Their eyes opened wide and their mouths began to water. Then the woman hurled the bananas into the bushes. And she threw another handful in another direction. And another. And another. The monkeys could not resist. They scrambled down the branches as fast as they could. As they did so, they forgot about the bell, which fell from the branches into the sack of the old woman. She quickly turned and ran off as fast as she could, leaving the chattering monkeys to their banana feast. She returned to the village and presented the bell. The mayor rewarded her, and everyone thanked her. Since that day, there was no more noise. The people lived happily, and the bell only rang when it was supposed to.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.